This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Part of what bothers me so much is if they go out with a whimper, it's really, really going to affect next baseball regular season. Because they're probably going to get their 90-something wins, but the lack of belief is going to be...
You thought it was bad this year.
Yeah, I did. I did, actually.
That's what will resonate with John Middleton, because it will affect business. Yeah. It will affect money into the park.
Yeah, affect butts in the seats, for
yeah,
sure.
And I agree. That, you know, money talks.
I totally agree.
You said it before. He's a Philly fan. He lives here. He knows what it's like. Like, he will feel the lack of Philly's energy, the lack of people talking about it, the lack of excitement. Like, it's palpable. We know what it feels like when the town is red and when it's not. Like, it's very clear.
Yeah, a malaise will set in, and that's not good for an organization. Not good at all. All right, coming up shortly, we're going to get something Bryce Harper said yesterday about, you know, the mindset when you... You have to win the game or your season's over. It's kind of interesting. We'll get to that shortly. Kenny in East Oak Lane right now. Kenny, good morning.
I don't know if we can say if it's a good morning, but we're going to find out whether it's going to be a good day or not. I have to address Nick Castellanos first.
Yep.
We are not your boss, right? You play for the Phillies organization. But what the fans are is we are quality control, right? So you put a product out on the field, right? And we evaluate that product. And if you are measured and found wanting, we are going to let you know, right?
That's fair.
When you're doing
very
great,
fair,
we're going to let you know.
And I'll add this, Kenny. You know who got probably the two biggest things? Well, I'm sure there was hits that led to stand innovations, but Sanchez and Lizardo got two great stand innovations walking off the mound. You know why?
Because exactly.
they deserved it.
Because they delivered.
They had performed well enough to merit a stand innovation.
Starting pitching has showed up and showed out this series. Like, and they have not gotten support from the bats, which is usual for this team. Like, we knew it coming into this, yet we still were like, we still believe in you guys and everything, and they just don't believe in themselves. And it's like, for him to go up there and say that, like, it's BS, and like, dude, like, imagine having a fever-fed fan base that can influence and change the course of the game, that can lift you up to reach for the stars, and you complain about it when you're not putting the best product out on the field. That's no accountability. None.
Well, particularly when he was involved in the biggest play of the whole game in a negative sense.
Exactly,
and look,
right?
Credit to him for putting his bat on the ball and getting that hit and getting a second and giving the Phillies a reasonable chance. Like, he deserves credit for that. But he flat out frickin' screwed up by not getting a better secondary lead and being anywhere in the vicinity of third base by the time that ball got there.
And he stunk this season.
Exactly. And he stunk this year.
And also on the mass of the $80 million he has been paid, he has not come close to earning that $80 million.
Near. Correct.
Nowhere near. Like, the team, like, they need to realize, right, you don't chop a tree down with one swing.
Yeah.
You don't. Like, stop trying to win the game every at-bat. Just win the moment. Win the moment.
Well said, Kenny. I like it. Of course, you can't chop a tree down if you're Aaron Judge. And then you swing the bat and you...
Did you see that last night?
Unbelievable.
I mean, it was like
nuts.
A foot inside.
That pitcher must have just been like, okay, I got nothing, man.
There
good
are
job,
some,
dude.
There are
congrats.
Some guys in the history of sports that are ahead of their time. Obviously, Wilt is probably the all-time example. Shaq is an example. Lindros is an example with his physicality. Rob Gronkowski was an example with his physicality. Aaron Judge, Greek Freak is to an extent. Jordan was, obviously. LeBron. Judge is in there. I mean, Judge is so freaking big. He looks like someone from the 22nd section.
You see when he's getting interviewed by Ken Rosenthal?
Oh, he's so much bigger.
It's so funny.
And the craziest thing, too, is he doesn't just hit 53, 55 homers. He batted 330 this year, dude. Are you serious?
So here's
he batted 330. He led the league in baseball in average this year.
plays good defense.
And he's a good defender, yeah.
The stat that Fox put out
last night. And he's in center field, man.
Right.
Look at the guy. He's in center field.
Right.
There have been 528 pitches on 0-2 counts thrown out of the zone at 99 miles an hour or above. Aaron Judge was the first one to hit one out for a home run.
Yeah, that's
I believe it.
That's nuts.
Well, let me.
What does
that
make you guys think?
That Kyle Schwarber needs to hit a homer.
It makes me think that somehow, and I'm not this guy, but somehow Schwarber and Harper have to find a way to make a way.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly where my mind went to, Ross.
Well, it does show you the guys who struggle in big spots. I mean, Aaron Judge is a Kershaw-esque type of figure.
Yeah, like, but Harper doesn't struggle in big spots.
No, I know. I'm just saying that other guys have, or guys who've struggled lately, you know, that you could turn it around is my point.
I agree. Yeah, for those that don't know, Aaron Judge was a disaster in the playoffs last year. So, you know,
really his whole career, he's never come through.
He has had his struggles for sure. 215-592-9494. Ross, let's just quickly here. Eagles should absolutely beat the Giants, correct?
Yes. Let's hope that they do. The Giants are not a good team. By far their best offensive weapon, Malik Nabers, is done for the year. Mm-hmm. They do have a very good defensive line. Their running back, I love watching, Cam Scadaboo. Wait till you see him. Their best thing on offense is probably their rookie quarterback, Jackson Dart, running around, trying to make plays with his legs. They were up 14-3 on the Saints, and the week before that, they beat the Chargers. But this is a game, it would be very disappointing if the Eagles don't bounce back and take care of business. And I got to tell you, I know we didn't talk much about it because the Phillies tonight. I love that Saquon, A.J. Brown, and Hurts evidently talked for a couple hours.
I guess I'm
assuming, Joe, since we all know that whatever is the deal with A.J. and Hurts, I'm assuming that Saquon got these guys together, which that guy's like too good to be true. You know, if that's the case where Saquon, because he has the respect of Hurts and A.J., said, hey, the three of us need to talk, that just puts him up another notch. He was already about as high as he could possibly be, but it seems like, you know, he wanted to make sure that these guys talked it out, whatever their issues are. Let's hope that, you know, for the rest of the season and in the playoffs, we're talking about that important meeting they had early on a Monday in October.
Like the bye week last year, the magical bye week, you know?
Yeah.
Same time.
Yeah.
Week five,
same exact time. You're right.
Yeah.
And what leadership from Saquon?
Beginning of October. Yeah.
And by the way, I thought Sirianni, you guys did a good job of that interview. I thought he made a really good point. Saquon looked like he was flying when he dusted Singleton on that touchdown.
Sure did.
I mean, he looked, so I'm not buying that he's any less than he was last year. I'm disappointed in the run game. A little disappointed in the offensive line in particular in the run game. They have not been, at least to this point, what they were last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've been average at best as an offensive line, and that's shocking.
Well, the flip side, Joe, the one thing that's really weird, I think it's important to point out, the Broncos have, like, the most sacks and pressures and all that stuff. There were – how many plays did Hurts have, like, 4 and 5 seconds? The weird thing about Hurts sometimes is I almost feel like the longer he holds on to the ball – there's other quarterbacks where it's the longer they have the ball in their hands, the better you feel. With Hurts, I feel much better the earlier he throws it. It's like the longer the ball's in his hands, the worse I feel about it.
Yeah, and Shield was very clear with this earlier, if you missed it. He said this was Hurts' worst game this season. So, all right, Ross, stay well, my man. Love having you on. Thanks, bud.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks,
all right, Ross Tucker. Let's go back to the phones. Very heavy day on the Phillies, obviously. Ken and Cinnamon. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
I got to hand it to my man Tom. He stayed on hold all that time just to hang up. That's a committed caller. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Worth it.
So, James mentioned the butts in the seats, and I think I told you guys the other day, my season ticket renewal is sitting in my inbox. I've done nothing with it. To me, a lot of it's going to depend on what happens tonight and how they look tonight.
Wow.
If they limp out like they did last year, that's $5,800 that I could spend on a lot of other things or just leave it where it is. And that'll be the second time since the building opened that I haven't bought season tickets. And I even kept my season tickets when I lived in Florida. So, you know, it's...
So, Ken, this is the first time I'm going to jump in on the other side of this because I'm very emotionally low, but I am going to say this. They're still a very good baseball team. They do give us a lot of regular season thrills, and I do think they will have a chance to win the World Series next year because I do think they will make the playoffs. I don't want people to think that, like, this is it, and they're about to crater as an organization and go back to having Nick Williams in right field.
It's not that this is it, Joe. I think you're looking at that from I think what Ken's saying is, we're sick of this.
No, I agree with that.
That this is it.
That's fair.
That they're not going to win games.
That's fair.
And also, whether or not they make the playoffs is irrelevant to the regular season. The point is people are going to say, I don't care until you win in the playoffs.
I know.
You know what I mean?
But I will say, and Ken, this is sort of to your point about decisions in the offseason and how it may or may not, or probably will dictate whether you renew. Let's go back to maybe the last time that a malaise had started setting in to an extent with a good or great team. And it was after the Eagles lost their third straight NFC Championship game. And what did the Eagles do? They went out and got Javon Kearse and Terrell Owens.
Yep.
And it freaking supercharged the whole freaking Delaware Valley. By the way, they added in Trott and Hugh, who initially were backups. Obviously, Trott became a starter. And, like, they put together one of the great teams we've ever seen in Philly sports history, who might have won the Super Bowl if Bill Belichick hadn't cheated.
So correct.
My point is, like, you can still regroup this thing, even if you lose tonight, but people will be fully dissatisfied if it's like a total run back.
And it'll look different, to your point, Joe. Like, it's not going to be, you know, the guys that I think fans have fallen in love with and wanted to buy season tickets to go watch anymore.
Right.
But it'll be a lot of those guys. It will be. The vast majority, 85% of the lineup will look the same.
I don't know about 85, but it's going to be a lot.
Whatever, it's going to be a lot.
I think
JT will be back.
Yeah,
like,
well, maybe. Well, a lot of it's also going to come down to who's the manager. Because if we do a poll tomorrow, if the Phillies lose tonight, who would you rather have, Rob Thomson
or
Peter Laviolette? People would say,
enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
Because they're going to want the players to be yelled at.
I like the way Laviolette managed the bullpen. I'm sorry, I do.
Big fan, James.
All right, Ken, good call, man. Always good hearing from you. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Bader thing. Is he going to play tonight or not? I mean, I totally doubt it. But Rob Thomson talked on it yesterday. Bader's status for tonight. Let's listen to Rob Thomson yesterday on Bader for tonight.
How is Harrison doing, and is he in play to start tomorrow?
It's a game-time decision tomorrow. He said he feels a little bit better today, but we haven't been outside to run or anything yet, so we'll figure it out.
I'll be stunned if he plays. Absolutely stunned. He was also asked about the possibility of a DH. This was a reasonable question, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Could Bader potentially DH and maybe you put Schwarber in the outfield just to get his bat in the lineup? Or?
Well, he's still got to run. So if he can run, he's going to play center field, and we'll keep Schwarber in the DH spot. So that's the whole issue.
He ain't playing.
Not starting.
I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
It's sudden death.
Can't run.
By the way, one thing we haven't talked about with that.
He can't run.
We don't know.
Well, I don't think he can. I'll say that.
We know right now he can't run. We know that. There's
a super cure in 24 hours?
Game. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've seen guys who have a groin strain. You take lidocaine and marcaine and inject the groin strain and you feel like $1 million for a very short period of time.
So why not before game three?
You might make it worse. Well,
I mean, I'm sorry, before game two,
because,
I meant to say.
Because you know there's going to be a game three.
Okay,
game three,
maybe.
You don't know there's going to be a game four.
Okay, that's
you got to win
now.
No,
that's possible.
It is a must-win situation.
One thing.
It is possible he will use science to his advantage because of that.
It's a huge outfield in Dodgers outfield.
And like, he's a free agent, right, James?
Yeah, he is a free agent.
I mean,
it's a big outfield. Like,
that's ass to a guy.
It's one of the bigger outfields. They're going to need outfield defense.
Right.
Like, it's an issue.
So let's play this out as if Bader's not going to start, because he probably won't.
Yeah, I assume he won't.
So the Dodgers have, what, a great righty going tonight,
yeah,
James?
Yeah, Yamamoto, who's freaking awesome.
All right,
and he's
so
a righty.
So the outfield then becomes Marsh, Kepler, and who?
Marsh, Kepler.
Holy God.
I mean, it better not be Castellanos, I'll tell you that. But, I mean, it's a right-handed bat, right?
Yeah, that's probably Wilson, right? You can't go back to Kemp.
My guess is it'll be Castellanos. As much as we hate it. Like,
Cassie against the righty?
It's the same thing as Kemp against a righty or Wilson against a righty. They're all against a righty.
What about Sosa?
My guess is Kepler's in left and Castellanos is in right. That's interesting. I just don't think I'll put Sosa in the outfield. I think Sosa's probably a second. Or no,
right,
so, well,
John,
it's a righty.
I'm
so
giving you four choices. Outfield tonight. Sosa, Casty. Kemp,
how's that?
Kemp and
Wilson. Or Willie, as Topper kept calling him.
Not Casty.
I agree. Not Casty.
I agree too. I'm just, you asked me who do I think it's gonna be. If
yeah,
I had to
be
bet, I would bet Castellanos is in the starting lineup.
Who do you think
tonight.
It should be?
I'd probably give Wes Wilson a shot at this point.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, him in left field, Wilson left field, Marsh center, Kepler right.
That's what I would do.
I agree.
Yeah.
Sure.
One thing I will say, because, and listen, Rob Thompson knows this going in. He's got
my center fielder.
Well,
I think he can
only
play.
If he can do it.
I
look,
think he can do it.
If he can't run 100%, he's not playing center field.
Yeah, a single can become an inside the park homer.
Too much ground to cover.
Here's the thing I'll say. Like, it is really important that Rob Thompson get this right going in, because of the Bader effect, that if he gets used, two players get used.
Yeah.
He can't mix and match the way he would want to. I mean, anytime you use Bader, you've replaced the player that he replaces, and you're about to replace Bader. It's two players. You just...
It's like a last-ditch move where you know you have enough guys to do it.
If he is physically the way he was the other day.
Yeah.
Dr. Gina, can your doctoring fix Bader in the next 11 hours?
And Joe's head.
John brought up, John, how about the loss of the Baderfly effect? How big has that been, right?
Yeah.
How big? It's been
it hurts.
Huge, right?
The Baderfly effect. What we called it. We coined that.
Does this
correct.
Mean he's no
can
longer?
Can I copyright that?
What?
The Baderfly effect?
I already did.
Or did you steal it?
Well, it was kind of a combo of both of us, so you're mentioned. But that's...
Okay, that's fine. I just want to be, a side
you're
note.
You're mentioned, yes.
A footnote. Thank you.
But there is, John, you did bring up an excellent point. There is amazing science right now. There is a couple of modalities. Like one is shockwave therapy, where they actually can cause healing to start to occur in as fast as minutes. And, wow. there's all kinds of nutritional science, too. I don't think they should put him in. I don't, I would love to see him just because of the Betterfly effect. But he could be used. I think he could.
It's very aggressive, but why not? And when you've got a guy who's wired like that, I'm guessing he's going to push. And
well, Gina, I'm just telling you, I'll be flat shocked if he starts.
Me too, Joe. I'm saying like you could use him, for example, if you need a hit.
That's the one spot. It's a pinch hit thing again in a desperate scenario, but you've got to have someone be able to replace him. Now, listen, maybe they should use a pinch runner that's a relief pitcher or a starting pitcher, but you're still going to ultimately have to put someone else out in the outfield anyway. So then you're using three different players.
I pray for tonight. That's all I can do. I actually went to bed the other night. I went to bed before, as soon as they pulled Luzardo and I saw what was happening with the relief pitching, I went to bed. I didn't want, and you know what's the saddest part is I woke up, put the radio on for a second in time to hear Scott Fransky call the final out.
Well, bad job by you going to bed. I love you, Gina, but bad job by you. Horrible job.
No excuse. No.
Yeah, they had the lead. They had the lead in game two, and you said, I'm turning it off. What is that nonsense?
No, they didn't have
the lead.
You just said when they took Luzardo out. They had the lead.
No, 0-0 when they took Luzardo out.
They never had the lead.
It was 0-0, and then they actually, that was the inning where they scored the runs.
My fault. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Gina, I can confirm that is the third time in the history of my 9 years at WIP, I made a mistake.
You've been wrong twice today.
Number three.
And can I tell you, I'm so thrilled that it was with me. How fitting that it was with me, right? Your longest listener.
You and I go back, Gina. We've made mistakes
in the past together.
Mistakes.
Dr. Gina have made terrible mistakes together.
Oh, let me tell you something about me and Gina.
What is happening?
That got weird.
How did this just escalate so quickly?
Because John took us there.
Really?
I think you took us there.
Oh, for the love of God. All right, Gina.
I just want to say to the whole Delaware Valley, prayer is positive, prayer is powerful. We all got to put our best mojo on tonight and pray that somehow the Phils manage to stay in this. Not that they're going to win everything. They may. God only knows. But I want us to all use the power of prayer and positivity instead of the negativity that's spewing out of everybody's gums lately and just put our minds together for a positive outcome.
All right, Gina.
And to that, I say amen.
Amen. Gina, well done. Appreciate the phone call. Always good hearing from her. Yeah, she's the one person that calls me now that called me like three or four radio stations ago when my career started. So I really appreciate her.
Love that.
It was something. All right, let's get to something Bryce Harper said. I thought this was pretty cool. And then, John, I'm curious your mindset as someone who has played in elimination games and whether it affects you in the moment. Let's listen to Bryce. Good question. I'm not going to play the whole question because it was a very long one. But essentially, the reporter is asking, in your mind, as you play, how aware are you that it could be your last game? And does that impact how you play and how you think? Here's what Bryce was asked.
As you prepare, when you're at the plate, like, what is that mindset like? Do you acknowledge it or do you just another game?
No, I mean, you acknowledge it, obviously. I think I said it yesterday. It's the first of three. So, we win tomorrow, win the next one, and get back home. So I think got to go 1-0 tomorrow. Obviously, that's a really good team over there, and they're, wanting to do it at home, things like that. So just got to play our game and go figure it out.
All right, so he acknowledges it at the beginning, saying you acknowledge it, and then basically saying you play baseball. John, you've been in probably 8 or 10 of these type of games. Some you won, some you lost. If we win, we advance. To this case, just a game 4 tomorrow, but not like to the next round. If you lose, the season's over. Do you carry that in your mind in the second quarter of the game?
When you're in the game itself, there is no thinking. there's only doing, and it's you're doing in such a way that you are so prepared, you're so ready, you've left no stone.
What about the fourth quarter?
Getting ready,
because fans feel it the whole time. Like we'll feel it from the first pitch.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
This could be the last game. Fourth quarter, John, you feel that?
You are competing. You are fighting. You are not worrying. You are not overthinking.
I think some do though.
Yeah, I see it. You see it in their faces.
Those are people who get in trouble. Those are people who get themselves in trouble. So it is not optimal to overthink any of this.
Yeah, no, it's not. I would guess.
I'm telling you, it is the guys who are worth their salt in postseason play are the guys who elevate, the guys who relish this, the guys who look forward to the fact that that's the only game that every eye is on them, that want the ball, that beg for the ball, that want the pressure, that feel like their play is elevated. I felt like I could push people around. I could move people. I felt heavier. I felt stronger. I felt like physics was more on my side. I can remember prior to the Tuck Rule game when we're sharpening our cleats, our inch-long cleats, so we're like spelunkers just trying to get traction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On that field, I can remember thinking, wow, This is the best I've ever blocked. This is the best I've ever moved people. I feel like I can do anything.
Well, here's my fear. And I admire you for all that, John. I really do.
I don't know that that's the case for a lot of guys.
For
when
Alec Bohm.
The pressure's on.
Right?
I believe Alec Bohm, when the pressure's on, the opposite occurs.
I did too.
Where he feels smaller and weaker and fearful. And that's not what you want. Look, Howie Roseman is building a team full of guys who are stronger when it matters most. That's what you need.
I agree.
And we now have to try to weed those guys out of this baseball team. Because it's just not going to work, and we've seen that, and it's been proven now time and time again.
Yeah, no, I think what you're saying is really interesting. We're going to get to Rob Thompson on the Aaron Nola thing over Ranger, which I still think is absolute insanity. Let's remind you the three different Twitter poll questions of the day today, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, do you agree with Rob Thompson's decision to start Aaron Nola in Game 3? I mean, I can't begin to tell you how much I don't. I find it unfathomable to go to a starting pitcher whose ERA is almost double the other guy. And while Nola has given the Phillies some outstanding starts in the playoffs before, he truly has, he hasn't as consistently as Ranger. I mean, Ranger's been better. Yeah. He's just been better in the playoffs.
Nola's also had, yes, he's had good starts in the postseason. He's also had bad starts in the postseason.
Correct.
Like Game 6 in the NLCS in 2023. Like Aaron Nola literally was crying walking to the dugout because he knew he kind of blew that game.
How about I just throw some playoff ERAs at you? Aaron Nola, playoff ERA, 4.02. Ranger Suarez, playoff ERA, 1.43.
Yeah. Like,
Not with like a super small sample size on either.
Neither. Yep.
Because hasn't Ranger pitched close to 40 innings?
Ranger has pitched 37.2 innings and Nola has pitched 53 innings.
I mean, think about this. Ranger, 37 innings. And James, isn't it only 6 earned runs?
Here, I can tell you exactly.
I'm almost positive.
It is, 6 earned runs. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, the guy has pitched, so 37 innings is the equivalent of over 4 games. Like, 4 full games. 9 innings, you get to 36, add another inning, and you know, whatever that is. Like, 4 and plus games. He's given up 6 runs. Mm. Like, and that guy doesn't get the ball? I mean, I'm telling you, like, for me, it would be Ranger, go get me 7. And
hopefully
then, like,
it's just an incredibly quick hook on Aaron
and
Nola.
I'm just using Duran, 8 and 9.
Like,
that's it.
It felt like Aaron Nola. Remember,
that's the strategy. No, you got to adjust if you need to adjust. But, like, that's my strategy going in, Devin.
And if we're going off of postseason success, can I just ask, where is Walker Buehler? I thought that's why the Phillies picked him up. Like, I don't understand. He's been MIA. Like, why are we using Matt Strom in back-to-back games? Why are we putting Orion Kerkering in a massive spot in game 2? Like, the decisions have just been mind-boggling to me. I don't understand it, and this isn't
because
helping.
Because I trust him.
Well, the one thing I'll say
they
about
trust the... him, but, like, over Ranger?
At least Kerkering had pitched well
in game 1. I'm imitating Topper. Yeah. Don't shoot the messenger because I trust him.
All right, well, the second poll question, who wins tonight? And the third poll question, if the Phillies lose tonight, do you think Rob Thompson's fired? I think he will be. I certainly don't know the answer to that, but I think he will be if they lose tonight or lose in this series. I think he will be fired. And I don't think it had to be that way if they lose in the series entering it.
I said there was no chance.
Decisions, man.
Joe, what was it? Three weeks ago, I said there is nothing Rob Thompson can do to get fired in the playoffs. I said that, and now I think he's going to get fired. Like, yeah, absolutely.
So
it didn't have to be this way.
It would be wild to know, not wild, it would be insightful to know whether John Middleton agrees with starting Aaron Nola.
That's a great question, Joe.
If he does, he's one of 2 to 10 people in the world that agree with it.
If he doesn't, you'll know after what happens tonight.
Yeah.
That's a good point, too.
Do you think maybe he thinks it's like a reverse psychology thing where if the bats don't feel as safe with the starting pitcher, they'll hit better? Like the reverse Zach Wheeler effect that we saw at points? I don't know.
Here's what I think it is. I do think, even though he said no, not necessarily on it relating to the bullpen, I think it does a little bit.
I think it does a lot, Joe.
He doesn't trust the guys 6, 7, 8. He wants Nola to go get him like 2 or 3 innings and then hand Ranger the ball to go get him like all the way through to about the 9th and then give the ball to Duran.
And I think he really does believe that Nola will be worse out of the pen. And
which he probably would.
Which, of course, I'm fine with that part of it, but I just don't want Nola pitching at all.
I don't either. It's overthinking it. Just give the ball to Ranger and say, just go pitch. Just go pitch as long as you can. I'll yank you if I have to, and then we'll go to who we have to go to at that point. But go get me 7. Relax, John. I know you're looking at James to pull the audio. All right. This isn't a Tonto and Scottie Pippen situation. Do you have that audio, James?
I can get Tonto and Scottie. I definitely have that somewhere. I didn't hear it, but I'll grab it.
Richie's mind is in the gutter right now.
Richie was just telling me what you said, and it's pretty good.
All right. I'm just...
pretty good.
Rhea, what am I to do with this guy over here?
Well, you know, you both act like 15-year-olds sometimes. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. I'm wondering if Bader can't play tonight, is he still the master? That's what I'm wondering. It's got fence.
I wonder why.
Yes.
Let's go to Black Ritty. Black Ritty, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, everybody. Give me a little bit of a lead. I'm going to hang up on myself. Don't rush me. Thank you, Cassidy, for being honest. In this city, we always want the players to be honest. We hate coach speak. Nobody likes hearing all the double talk, cryptic tweets, and all that kind of stuff. So Cassidy comes out and says what he says. I believe that he's speaking for other people in that locker room or clubhouse other than himself. I hear Bryce come out and say, well, the fans, you say the same cookie cutter stuff, but I see you looking the same way at the plate the last two postseasons, bro. Is the pressure getting to you and Schwarber too? You just can't say it because, you're saying the right thing. But I see the way it looks. So I'm not going to get mad at Cass for saying what he's
Nick Castellanos does not speak for a lot of people in that locker room. I can tell you that. I can tell you that for a fact.
All I'm saying is I appreciate the truth. I don't like what he said. I mean,
no, it's his truth.
You got to go. But I'm just saying, I'm talking about the way it looks. I'm talking about the way that it looks, the pressure getting to people. So if that's the case, go out there to L.A. There's no fans booing you. You're against the crowd. You better show up and show out. Topper's got to go. You can't keep making these mistakes and doing the things that you're doing over and over again. Before, he didn't make any adjustments. Now he's just making all the wrong adjustments and things that people just see what's going on. I am tired. Bryce, thank you for choosing me. Nobody ever just comes to Philadelphia. I'm tired of wah-wah cleats, wah-wah bats. I don't want to see none of that. If you can't show up for me in the postseason, I got 162 games of suffering and living and dying and waiting to get to the postseason to have my heart ripped out like this. I am tired of you. Better go out there and get a win tonight and give somebody some hope to put another win back-to-back. Because if not, again, all the pandering king is done. Everything is over. I watched John Middleton cry last year when they played highlights of the runs of this team. I know that this man is not just a billion-dollar owner. He cares like I care. Go get the job done because we're sick and tired of it, and we deserve it. Go show us that you're worth the $300 million. Have a great day, guys.
All right, Black Gritty, always good to hear
from you,
man.
Black Gritty.
He's very passionate. We hadn't heard from him in a while. All right, what Rob Thompson said about the decision to go to NOLA instead of Ranger, we'll play that audio for you next. On a very busy, kind of scary, because the season could end tonight, Wednesday morning. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
BetMGM is inviting you to charge the field this pro football season. Existing BetMGM customers can have a ball without having to sweat. Log into your account to get a pro football no sweat token. Apply the token to your next pro football bet. If you lose, the token will be attached. You get your stake back in bonus bets. That's right. With a no-sweat token, you get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win. There's nothing like a fresh set of downs, and that's just what BetMGM is offering if you don't win with the no-sweat token. So find your favorite matchup and be a part of all the hard-hitting, crowd-pleasing pro football action. Make this pro football season one for the ages. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan.
Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.